Sometimes when I'm in, especially like the British Museum, because there's so many rooms, I feel claustrophobic. I feel like I just need to get out.
Yeah, you can, because you get trapped.
Yeah.
That's how I felt in Dali. I didn't know how to get out of Dali, actually. Mm.
Yeah. I'm not trying to ask you structured questions. I really want to kind of know how you feel about it, because I know art, do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know every piece of art, but I know that I may view the pieces of work that I see differently than the way you look at them.
Yeah, I don't. I'm a novice.
Okay, because I just have an interest in art, just to really kind of get ideas from my work, see what they're thinking, you know, how I personally, in my mind and in my work, can kind of steal some ideas.
Mm.
I just enjoy it, generally. I like going to the galleries every once in a while. I like trying to keep up with the times, and I think art does relate with how we live.
And I think on the tour guide it said something about him being sexually frustrated. Mm. So that kind of came out, because you could kind of see that.
So it was just, I don't know, fascinating, sexually frustrated, but also I think fascinated with war, or like battlefields, or it was just, it was weird.
Issues?
Yeah, issues, big time. American football was my first love, so how, when I sort of showed that to the general public. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we use in American football.
Hmm.
That, so this is strictly contemporary. It's nothing that you'd want to use in the future. It's something that you just want to look at. But there's a lot of stuff that we use in American football that people just don't really know about. Obviously, there's a helmet and shoulder pads, but there's a lot of underbody armor. So there's the cut protector. You have your knee pads.
The shin pads
and all that kind of stuff. You've got gloves. You've got maybe the helmet. So I want to kind of take casts of those things.
Okay.
So I want to take a mold of that shape. Do you know what I'm saying? Either maybe just focus on that support cup.
Okay.
Or maybe just focus on different areas.
And do what with it?
The body.
Okay.
And how I want to kind of put them up in that same sort of... So you don't have the body there, but you feel that you have a body there, because these are like... They are... You've got the shoulder pads, and you have these knee pads, and you have the groins.
Mm.
And all that's needed is just the body, but it doesn't.
But it kind of, yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it hangs.
And all you have to do is put the body there, but it's all the different parts.
Exactly. And it kind of, and surrounding that, it will have grass, a bit of grass, and it will have, sorry, am I boring you?
No. You have a bit of grass. Chicken.
Oh, is it spare?
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay, it's cool. Like I was saying, is that so I want to kind of so it's kind of like it'll be like a walk-in room.
Mm.
So you have the grass, the turf, you have a ball maybe in a corner, and you just hear these sounds from American football of clashing and rushing around and heavy breathing and panting and coaches just talking in the crowds.
Okay.
And you're hearing all these things, and you can only have your eyes closed to actually imagine that you actually and feel that you're actually in an American football field.
Mm.
But when you open your eyes, you will see these bits of armor that it feels as if you're at war, but you're not at war, you're actually on a field, and it's just, you have your helmet, you have your shoulder pads, and you have your knee pads, and you have the protective cup, and all these things are just made out of porcelain clay with shiny glazes on them. So that's what I want to do.